Seattle food writer and former chef Sarah Dickerman, is convinced that we can eat healthy food that would be at home at the finest restaurants. We can eat it at home, but it could also be served at some of the finest restaurants. Last month, she made us an upscale kale juice, which I'm sorry I didn't taste. Today, Sarah shows us the record, shows Marcy Simmons the record. She shows us a new way to cook cauliflower.
We're going to make a sort of Sicilian-inspired cauliflower dish that uses anchovies as the base. This is something you could serve to someone who thinks they don't like anchovies. I'm going to get the anchovies and garlic started, and then we will get our raisins prepared, because this uses golden raisins, or sultanas, as they're sometimes called. They add a little sweetness at the end of the dish, and we'll soak them in a little balsamic vinegar and warm water to add a little extra tang. And I tend to slice garlic a lot. I think it can hold up to a little more heat than totally chopped or minced garlic, and it looks pretty too. We'll start with olive oil, and we'll add some chili. And I think I will break it up. I think a little heat is really nice in this. So these are, I'm using, we'll go with 3 chilies. And then here's 2 cloves of garlic.
It's pretty high heat.
Yes, it shouldn't be that high. Thank you. And then now we're going to add some anchovies. So I have 4 anchovy fillets.
And you're just throwing them in.
I'm just throwing them in at that sort of aromatic infusion of the oil stage. And you'll stir them around. And basically they'll, especially the ones that were packed in oil, will really melt into the sauce eventually. The bigger ones may stay a little chunkier, but they'll sort of just disappear. There's a nice sizzle, and you can smell them already. Adding that extra element. I mean, garlic always smells delicious in the pan, but it adds that extra element. Now I'm going to turn this really low because I forgot to chop my cauliflower first. I'll do that quickly.
It's just one head of cauliflower. Mm-hmm. One beautiful head of cauliflower.
One beautiful head of cauliflower, and then you just want a nice big, a big, wide, somewhat deep pan to cook it in. And I do kind of a rough and ready chop on the cauliflower. I kind of cut it off the core, and then I slice it. And I like to have different size pieces in this case. Sometimes I want very regular pieces. Here I like some chunks. I like some crumbles, just because I think they all contribute something different to the dish we're cooking. And let me take a stir over here.
You're throwing this stuff right in the pan with the anchovy, the garlic, and the red peppers.
Mm-hmm. So it's, you know, that beautiful classic cauliflower color right now, you know, snowy ivory, and it will change for sure.
And now, through the magic of radio, it's 20 minutes later, and that cauliflower has indeed changed. Okay, so the once pristine-looking cauliflower, Sarah, is looking tan.
I actually would let it go a little bit longer because I'm looking for a little bit of an amber, like a honey amber color on at least parts of the cauliflower. But again, you see how it's interesting to see the different shapes. You get those pretty fans that now are kind of like almost like the meaty part of this saute. And then you've got the little bits that are almost melting into a part, a sauce. They haven't totally collapsed, but they sort of give you a different texture.
Are we letting the whole thing caramelize? Is that what's happening to it?
Mm-hmm. And I'm keeping an eye on it, and then I sort of let it sit for at least 3 or 4 minutes, and then I just check it out on the bottom, because you'll see that you're getting almost a foam, like what we would say in French, the caramelized bits of food are sticking to the bottom of the pan, and you want to scrape them up. So I like to use a solid wooden flat-ended spatula for that. You could use anything that works, but you know, you want to apply a little pressure and you scrape up the brown bits, because you don't want it to blacken. You want it to stay brown, not black. That's the key to good caramelization. But like, look at that beautiful bit of caramelization on that cauliflower. I'm going to add a little touch of whole fennel seeds to the mixture. They add a little texture, a little crunch, and then that wonderful slightly anise flavor to the whole dish.
Okay, yum.
So the dish is now quite brown and soft, unlike the original cauliflower. You've got a kind of glossy quality to it, and little hits of different flavors. You've got the fennel seed here and a little raisin there, and it's all just really yummy and ready to go. Now, you could easily toss this with the pasta. You could serve it as a side. You could put it on a bruschetta.
It's an all-purpose dish.
Yes, exactly.
Julia Child has her Bon Appetit. And Lydia Bastianich says, Tutti a tavola a mangiare. So what's the Sarah Dickerman equivalent of that?
I wish I were that creative. I think enjoy.
You can enjoy with food writer and former chef Sarah Dickerman making Sicilian cauliflower with anchovies and raisins. For the Record's Marcy Silman, you can find it. And later today, you can find a video, both at our website, kuow.org,